Every year on this first Sunday of Lent, we have the story of Jesus' time in the desert. One year we have Matthew, next year we have Mark, and then we have Luke, and then we go back again. Why is it that the church presents us this story on the first Sunday of Lent? Well, there's a couple things in the story that are very important for us to look at. First of all, Jesus is in the desert. And he spends 40 days in the desert. The Jewish people, when Moses freed them from Egypt and brought them back to the promised land, they spent 40 years in the desert. And just as they were tempted in the desert, Jesus was tempted in the desert. But the difference is, the people had failed to put their trust in God. They began to murmur and complain and doubt that God would take care of them. But in the gospel reading, Jesus undergoes temptation. But he continues to place all his trust, all his hope in God his Father. The temptations that Jesus faced, you know, the first one, turn that stone into bread. What was the temptation there? It was the temptation to focus on the material, to focus on his hunger. And yet Jesus knew well that if that's where our focus is, we're going to lose the spiritual. And isn't that a temptation we all experience in our lives? We say to ourselves, well, I'll attend to my relationship with God as soon as I get this done or that done. As soon as I have my education, as soon as I retire, as soon as I get these kids raised, as soon as whatever. But we tend to put off the spiritual. We tend to somehow think, we'll deal with that later. And we focus on what is much more material, much more practical, as if that were the core of our lives. Jesus tells us so clearly, not by bread alone do we live. The second temptation is also a temptation that we know a lot about. It was that temptation to glory and power. All that Jesus had to do was fall down and worship Satan. We are tempted in much the same way. Maybe not as obviously worshiping Satan, but we know the temptation to power and glory. And so often, we are willing to pay almost any price to get the power, to get the glory. And what we won't do, sometimes for an advancement in our profession, or to get our names put up in print, to let everybody think, wow, we're great. And maybe we don't worship the devil, but we sure put God in second place. Or sometimes he even becomes irrelevant in our lives. The third temptation maybe is a little less clear to us. But that last line, do not put God to the test. Don't we do that at times? You know, we pray for something or we think that God ought to do this or God ought to do that. And when it doesn't happen, we don't receive the answer to our prayer. What do? We get angry. How many times we kind of, oh, well, I'm not praying anymore. I didn't get what I wanted. Sometimes we just continue or we just discontinue living our faith. It's, God, you won't do it the way I think it should be done. Therefore, I'm done with you. It may not be quite that clear, but somehow that's implicit in what we do. This Lenten season is a really good time for each of us to look at the temptations in our lives. Where am I tempted? What are the things that I will do, that I will put before God? For these children about to be baptized, it's a really important question for you. Will you put God first in your lives? Or will you set God aside when a better opportunity comes along? You know, it's the temptation to have fun, for enjoyment. It's the temptation for everybody thinking well of you. It's a temptation we all experience in our lives. This Lenten season invites each and every one of us. How am I tempted? What am I doing about my temptations? Do I try to resist them alone? Or do I just give in to them? Or do I turn to Christ? And do I say to him, Lord, I can't do this on my own. I need your help. I need your power. The children who are getting baptized, all of us need to look at that. Where am I tempted? What am I doing to resist? Whose help am I calling upon?